Anne sent us a letter, went old school on it. Anne's a new listener. Good morning, Anne. And her friend Shirley has recommended the Strawberry Alarm Clock to her. And she started listening recently, and now she's converted, and she's one of us. She's a strawberry. Welcome, Anne. So she wrote to us and said, look, my friend Shirley loves the show. Is there any way you could wind her up? She has 3 stone meerkats in her back garden, right? Because she loves meerkats. They're in her back garden, doing no harm. I thought, what could we do with that? What could we do? Now, seeing as she knows the show, she knows all the different voices and bits and bobs, and PJ's here this morning, we thought we'd get PJ involved. So PJ's going to ring her as somebody from the county council. The county council. And his name's going to be Noel, and he's just going to say that these meerkats that she has in her back garden are offensive to a neighbour of hers from Taiwan called Mr. Asha. How will Shirley react? Let's find out. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Is that Shirley?
Yeah.
How are you? My name's Noel. I'm just calling you from Dublin City Council Housing. Do you have a second there?
I'm actually in work at the moment. What's up?
It's just ringing. It's just a small issue. I just... was just wondering, is your house the one in Balmain that has the meerkats in the garden?
Why?
It's a sensitive issue, but there's a fella there, a local man, Mr. Asha, and he's just saying that in his country they're a religious symbol, and he was wondering if they were there for what reason. I was just trying to find out from so the council could write him a letter.
Sorry?
Yeah, he says that...
are you? You don't mind me asking, sorry.
I'm Noel. Noel is my name. Calling you from housing. And he's just wondering that you have meerkats there. He says the meerkats, I don't know what way they're decorated or anything, but he says that they're like a religious symbol. And he was wondering if they were left, I don't know, is it like provocation? Or what they're there for? I just thought I'd try and get an answer for him.
Where does he live?
He's from Taiwan. He lives in Balmain. It's just to him, he says that having a meerkat the way you have it displayed, he says that's the equivalent of having Holy Mary in a miniskirt.
Can you just hang on the line for a second?
Yeah,
hang on. Hey, sorry, I'm just in work.
Yeah, no problem.
Are you for real?
Yeah, sorry. It's a strange one for me to even call you.
Do you know what
this.
They are? They're little garden, like they're little gnomes, like in your back garden, and they're not even on a wall. They're like at my back door. What's he doing? Is he in your back garden?
Well, he says he's your neighbour, Martin Asher, or something like that.
Because I know all my neighbours.
Is there anything funny about them? Are they tattooed funny, or are they holding anything that could be? Are they doing rude gestures, or what's?
No. Like, I don't really understand this. Like,
do you have them decorated that they're mating or anything like that?
No, like having sex.
Yeah.
No.
Are they sort of like?
Sorry,
where
are you? Sorry. Just hang on a sec. Like, this is too much for me to take in. Like, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Corporation Housing. I'm sorry. This is actually.
What part of you're calling? Your name is Noel.
Noel. Yeah.
So he's making a complaint.
Yeah, he said that there's meerkats there. He says that he phoned the guards. There's nothing the guards can do about it.
No, hang on a minute. I just want to know who you are, if that's okay, and I'll give you all the information.
Noel is my name. My manager just asked me to call you. He just wrote everything down and he asked me to call you. He just says...
Is he there?
Yeah, he's here, yeah.
Can I talk to him?
I'll just get him for you now. 1 second, hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is that Shirley?
Yeah.
How are you, Shirley?
Are you for real? Is this for real?
Absolutely, it's for real, yeah. It's a meerkat. Is this the meerkat call?
What?
The Balmain meerkat 3. There's 3 of them, is there?
How do you know this?
Well, hang on, get me manager. 1 second.
Hello?
Yeah?
How are you there?
Yeah.
Sorry, Nick is my name. Just getting onto you there. Yeah, there's just 3.
It was Nick. Put Noel on.
Noel is... Do you want to speak to Noel again?
Yeah, hold please.
Hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
How are you?
How are you? seriously, I swear to God, I just can't take you serious.
I know it's a funny call. I don't know what to say to you. It's just I was asked to call you. Is there anything...
So what do you want me to do with the meerkats? Do you want me to take them in?
Well, I don't know. Where did you get them from, even? How did you acquire them?
Oh, my God.
Can I just put you on to Tony? Tony is one of the lads that works here. He can tell you exactly who gave the complaint.
Hello?
Oh, my God, hello?
Is that Shirley?
Yes, Shirley.
I love you.
Oh, my God, I love you too.
Do you have Fnarty Fnarr meerkats in the back garden? Do you have three of Fnarr?
Your meerkats are making Mr. Rasha very upset.
Oh my God, the three blind meerkats in my back garden. Oh my God, hilarious. Mr. Rasha. Me poor little meerkats.
Shirley, you're on the strawberry alarm clock.
Oh, you pigs.
That was PJ Gallagher winding you up.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
And you're right, Anne Traynor.
I'll kill her. I love her to bits, but I'm going to kill her.
Well, do you know what? We're going to give you a strawberry alarm clock cuddle mug to say sorry.
Ah, happy days, lads. Thanks very much.
But stop those meerkats having sex in your backyard.
See you, PJ. I'll get you. Ah, lads, you are hilarious.
On the streets they're on a mission to give you a parking fine. They're all scumbags on commission if your car runs out of time. And sometimes I get nervous when I see a van arrive. I hate those guys, they've stupid hats. I hope they let me go. Are they human? Or are they clampers? They have no girlfriends. They're sad and old. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are they human? Or are they clampers? Clamp on! Tossers, tools, and Muppets, they're all worthless and no good. Jumped up Johnny power trippers, they'd clamp a wheelchair if they could. Or pregnant women with prams, they say they're just doing their job. Shut your face, shut your gob. You gotta let me go. Are you humans? Or are you clampers? You're little Hitlers, arrogant tits. And the rumor is you're all sheep romancers. Are you humans? Or are you clampers? Will your sister be when you marry her tonight? Listen, pal, you can take that ticket. I'll tell you where you can stick it. Are you human? Or are you clampers? You have no girlfriend. You're fat and old. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. You gotta let me go. Are you humans? Or are you clampers? You're little tits. And the rumor is you're all sheep romancers. Are you human? Or are you clampers? Human, or are you clampers?
The great thing about Fair City, and possibly the only great thing about Fair City, is that whenever little Ben gets sent out of his room now, loads of listeners think of the Strawberry Alarm Clock and they tweet me and they say, hey Jim, it's just happened again. It happened the night before last. And
I can't believe Joe was after kicking Jeremy out of his own gaff.
Well, he left. He went out of his own gaff. He just didn't want to live with her.
To quote a certain man.
What's going on here?
I know. He walked away. Anyway, so he did it again. They sent him out of the kitchen again. So I put it into the new mix. And here is 35 seconds of Ben being sent out of a room. It's almost 40 seconds now, Ben. We're watching your back, buddy. I think Ben, somebody needs to swoop in there. You know, it's not really their kid.
Yeah, obviously not really their kid. It's someone else's kid.
No, in the storyline, they adopted him.
Oh, so there's hope for him. He can leave them.
Yeah, I think eventually the real parents will come back and say, look, we don't want, give us back the money. We want Ben back.
Give the kid his life back.
Listen, that's what's going
to
happen. Then they won't be able to kick him out of a room.
Ben, love, why don't you go upstairs and put on your PJs? Yeah? Good man. Up you go. Why don't you go upstairs and brush your teeth? Yeah?
Benjamin, go take your crayons out of your bag. Good man.
Do you know what? Why don't you go in there and ask Christy if we exchange the apple, yeah? Good man. In you go.
Go on into the kitchen with it, love. And put them away then for tomorrow.
Why don't you watch a cartoon, yeah?
Why don't you go in and set it up?
Good man. Benjamin, will you go upstairs and tidy your room, please, darling?
It is tidy.
You should do what your mother says.
Okay.
Ben, get your jacket.
Ben, love, will you go upstairs and take the covers off your bed so I can wash them, please?
But I want to finish.
You can do some later on. Go on now, please. Good man.
Ben, quickly, go get your jacket. Ben, don't forget your hat and your scarf.
Jesus.
Come on, Ben, you ready?
God. Let's go get Cluedo. I'm Professor Plum. Come on.
Go on, quickly.
Why don't you just leave me alone?
Ben is going to have emotional scars when he goes up. Like, all they ever do is kick him out of a room.
On a serious note, though, whoever writes for Fair City, and I know either they'll be listening or someone they know are listening, will you get something else to be said to the kid? For God's sake.
Right, when they sit down to write it, they go, look, we need to get Ben out of the room so they can have an adult's chat, so let's just think of a new thing. Crayons, they've done crayons.
Ask him, did he have a nice day? Did he like his dinner?
Somebody tweeted me, said he's the tidiest room in all of Carrickstown. All they do is kick him out and he don't have an upstairs.
What bedtime story would you like? Stop sending him away. Stop punishing the kid.
Leave the kid alone. If you see Dermot or Joe Fahey send Ben out of a room, do get in touch with us immediately and we will add it to our list. That's 45 seconds. We're preparing a file and we will send it on
for
to
the DPP.
The soap authorities.
Hello, this is Joe Fahey from Fair City. And when I'm not having affairs, I am always listening to the Strawberry Alarm Clock on 104. Yeah. God bless. Yeah. Dermot, put on the kettle.
Going to counselling like you pretend you care.
Cold, but mainly dry today, but not as cold as Joe Fahey's heart. Although there will be some patchy outbreaks of rain, like Dermot's dress sense, and drizzle developing this afternoon, like Ben's nose. Highest temperatures, 8 or 9 Carrickstown degrees. Today we're going to meet Mr. Taximan.
Very tired I am.
Mr. Taximan sleeps for only a few hours every night and spends the rest of his time driving around Dublin, helping people get from place to place.
Driving around Dublin town, looking for a load of cash.
Hello, Mr. Taximan.
Hello, how are you?
Are you busy today?
Do you know how many times I'm asked that? Would you come up with an original question?
Whoa, I'm sorry, Mr. Taximan. How long have you been on for?
I've been on since about 6 this morning, so, you know, I don't mind as long as you listen to FM 104. Love the strawberries.
Mr. Taximan is heading to the taxi rank outside the shops.
Make sure you get back to the end of the queue there.
There are lots of other taxi drivers at the rank.
I'm next.
No, I'm next.
Yes, you are.
I'm next.
It's my fare next.
There are a bunch of rankers.
Why do you have a flag in your car?
They're all waiting for fares. When Mr. Taximan gets a customer, he likes, for an added bonus, to go the scenic route so his customer can visit all the sights of Dublin.
Doo-dee-doo. If you look to the left there, that's a hout.
This makes the fare higher, but that's just a coincidence.
Oh, you were going to Shankill, were you? Oh, sure, that's... Isn't hout lovely, though?
There are three things Mr. Taximan doesn't like.
I don't like the government. They haven't a clue what they're doing. There are a bunch of chances to hole out of them.
He doesn't like potholes.
Jesus, I wish they'd fix these roads.
And he really doesn't like Mr. Regulator.
Don't get me going about the Regulator. I can't stand him. He hasn't a clue what he's doing.
If you get up close, Mr. Taximan has a bang off him of cigarettes and the 1970s.
No, I don't. Leave it out.
Did you know that global warming is caused by Mr. Taximan's hot air? Have a listen.
I mean, it's absolutely crazy. There's too many taxis on the road. I mean, there's too many taxis. They need to take some of the taxis off. It's not fair on the rest of the taxi drivers. The decent, honest taxi drivers that keep it going and do me driving. And then they're giving licenses to...
One night, a long time ago, Mr. Taximan got a call to a party in Raheny.
Hello, taxi there for Mr. Buckled.
Leaving the party was our old friend, Mr. Buckled, and his girlfriend, Little Miss Jarbags.
How you doing,
buddy? Hiya, we've had a great night.
They had both had a lot of crisps and fizzy drinks at the party, and they were in great form.
I'm gonna drop some ties. I got $10 in my pocket. Oh, la 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 la. I am f***ing off. What's the word?
I don't know the word.
As they drove, they passed Mr. Spuddo's chip shop, where Mr. Buckled wanted to go to.
Hey, you wouldn't pull over here, buddy, would you? I want to get some chips.
Oh yeah, get me a batter burger as well, will you?
Off they went with their chips and their batter bolas.
I should have gone to the tide for that, buddy. I'm gonna have to tie a knot in it.
Little Miss Jarbags wasn't feeling too well after all her fizzy drinks, and she was doing burpee warps out the window. Mr. Taximan was nervous. You could feel the tension in his taxi. We all know where this is going, boys and girls. Mr. Buckled didn't go before he left.
Oh, Mr. Buckles.
I had a little accident, buddy.
That's disgusting.
How much do I owe you?
Oh, no, there's me car. That'll be €140, please.
Poor Mr. Taximan.
Oh, I'll have to get me car cleared now.
At the end of a day that was busy.
I knew I shouldn't have given you guys a lift.
His car smells of fizzy whizzy.
You can't handle your fizzy drinks.
I do apologise for the inconvenience I've caused you.
Just another hard day of work for Mr. Taximan. Bye bye, boys and girls.
Bye bye, Mr. Taximan.
Carpets.
Hello, how are you doing? I need to get some carpets for me house.
Right.
And I was just ringing, just getting prices for it, like an average size semi-detached.
We'd need to know the square meterage to even give you a rough estimation, I'm afraid.
Okay, well, could you tell me what you think is the most popular colours at the moment?
Colours?
Yeah.
Yes. Natural colours are quite in at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to relay that to my wife. She's on hold. Can you put you on hold for 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
1 second there. Now.
You know this is Holden Music. It's the music that you hold to.
Don't I think this is like a phone anywhere. Jack or something.
We will be right there. And if you think about hanging a hub, we'll find out where you live and get ya. We'll let all the air.
If you think about hanging up, we'll find you and get you.
And then we'll have a whiz on your doorstep.
We'll have a whiz on your doorstep.
That's the way we play right here. Oh, yay. It's how we stay. On the way. Wreck your gaff. Please stay there. To us, there's only three colors ahead of yours, so please hang on the phone. We can hear when you slag us off if you give out
at all. We will find out what you say and see you in court.
Someday. Give me a bag of carpet. I need a carpet.
So,
stay on the phone. What colour's in at the moment? I went.
Sorry about that. Hello?
Hello?
Sorry about that. Yeah. No, my wife said she'd go for the natural colours. That's good.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking of beige.
Oh, beige, okay. Yeah,
like
beige.
I was thinking like beige could be like the sea, and then the walls, I'm going to paint them a light blue. They'd be like the sky.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You think so?
Yeah, I reckon it'd be nice.
I'll just put you on hold for one more second. One second.
My friends, they went down to the shops. They're the only shops in Dublin one.
Hello!
They were gonna get something for their lunch. Crossy and Terry, they called up me. Said, would you like something, Jim, to eat? Yes, I said, I would like something slightly healthy. I don't want any of the dirty fried muck. Chicken wrap, chicken wrap, chicken wrap, chicken wrap, with salad. Chicken wrap, chicken wrap, chicken wrap, chicken wrap, with salad. I'll give you that money when you come up. I'll give you that money when I see you.
That sounds good.
Yeah?
I think... Sorry, where are you going? You're going down. I can't hear you.
Where are you?
No, it sounds like you're on speakerphone.
Oh, yeah. I'm just sharing this with everybody else.
Oh, yeah. So, what I'll do is I'll pop in to see you.
Okay.
I'll bring the wife, because there's no point in talking about colours over the phone. I just realised that's a stupid idea.
Yeah, it's a stupid idea.
How dare you? I've never been so insulted in all my life. Me hang up. No, you hang up.
This is Love Hate with the real Elmo. The video for this is on FN4's Facebook page right now.
You say you know the one my dad made shit of?
Yeah.
Who is he?
Elmo, new lad's cousin.
What's the story with him?
You mean is he mad enough to go after your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Elmo's a head case.
You know where they're at?
I can get it sorted if you want.
Do it yourself.
Right, no problem. All I was thinking was, if Elmo heard you was looking for them, he'd be gone. But we all go back, you know. I know Elmo, right? Elmo's a head case.
This is the song, la 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 la, Elmo's song. La 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 la. La 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 la, Elmo's song.
Elmo, that's Cass meeting you here.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Elmo's so happy to see you.
I'm not going to do anything to you. Just sit down, please.
Elmo is a monster, and monsters are good at that.
Straight up, this is what I'm supposed to do. I have to clip you and your cousin.
Really?
But if you were to disappear and no one saw you, I could say you skipped off on me and I couldn't find you. But that's only going to work for one of you, Elmo. You know that.
Elmo will try harder, okay?
Yeah.
The fat rat sat on the cat's hat. Sprat!
You're going to have to disappear. And you're going to have to tell me where your cousin lives.
Elmo sad. Green frog no play with Elmo. Oh, make Elmo very sad.
Elmo.
Yeah?
What's he call you? Your cousin.
Elmo very sad.
Elmo or Eric?
I'm Elmo and I know it.
Elmo's a head case.
I'm Elmo and I know it.
Elmo's a head case.
Guess what Elmo's thinking about today?
I'm Elmo and I know it.
Da, 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 da.
Elmo Elmo's a head case.
I'm Elmo and I know it.
Fifty Shades of Gay.
I throw my leg over it. This feels really, really hot between my thighs. Hello. My whole body vibrates and shudders uncontrollably. The man wearing nothing but black leather puts his arm around my waist and whispers in my ear. Don't worry, riding this is perfectly normal, he says. The other man just looks on, maintaining a stony silence. I turn to Bono and the Edge and mutter, thank you for my new Harley Davidson motorbike, boys. This is a real thrill on my final night hosting the Late Late Show. Thank you.
50 Shades of Gay.
The tension is mounting as I press her further to give me the answer I am looking for. She hesitates again, but after I look deep into her eyes, she relaxes. As I place my microphone closer to her lips, her head bobs up and down. Hello. Yes, it's clear for all to see that Mary Robinson is enjoying her time with me on the Late Late Show. I glance into the wings and see the dark, lustful figure of Pat Kenny, eager to take my place and get in on the act. No thank you, Pat. No room for a third wheel. Thank you.
Gay's got one for everybody in the audience.
I am titillated by this exotic bird. She hands me some rope, but what she wants me to do with it, I don't know. This bird is smoking hot. I know this because she violently douses herself with a jug of water. Hello. This bird always has a rod close by at all times. I bend over to put the rope on the ground when suddenly I am bitten on the behind. Thank you. Without warning, the wild-eyed bird wrestles me to the floor. Stop! Stop! I yell. This crazy bird is not listening. Get off! Get off! I continue. Finally, after achieving her goal, the bird gets off. I'll never forget that night when Rod Hull and Emu attacked me on the Late Late Show in 1977. Saucy stuff. Oh! Thank you.
I found a few different things that can fit in your gap.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
I found that you could get the alphabet, the whole alphabet, into the gap. Yeah.
No
it
way.
Took a couple of times.
Really?
Yeah.
Only know you've been high.
It took a couple of times to get it in there.
Only hate the road.
I kept missing out UV, but I got there in the end.
Only know you love her when you let her go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
And you let her
That's
go.
That's incredible.
See?
That is incredible. You know what? Is it too late to service the song with the alphabet in there?
We could do an alphabet remix. Do I get a writer credit then?
Absolutely. You put every single letter in the alphabet. You must get a writer credit.
I got them all in. Yeah.
And credit,
I also did hold music. You can get some hold music in if you want to disturb the song and
Only
come back to it.
Only know you've been high when you're feeling low.
You know.
Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go.
Your call is very important to Passenger. He will be with you in just a second to finish his song.
And you let her go.
And finally,
let's
do
amazing.
One more. This, you won't believe this one. This one needs no introduction.
Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home.
Oh God.
Only know you love her when you let her go.
That's incredible.
Let him go.
Oh my God.
Get it all in there. The whole thing.
No. Hang on. No. Come on.
And you let her go.
It all fits in.
Wow.
That does work very well, though.
Yeah.
Dude.
Maybe we should have
Where were you guys when I was writing this song?
You need to call us for the next album.
Done.